Good evening, folks. Attorney Mark Thompson here on the Paul Revere Show. I'm here with Acting Mayor of the City of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson. Again, welcome, Mayor. On the other side of the break,
we're talking about
the mayor's plans of building a vibrant middle class in Milwaukee. I'd like to spend a few minutes, Mayor, talking about public safety. Reckless driving has been sort of a topic in Milwaukee. How do you see public safety in playing a role in this election, and what are your plans?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And I know that public safety is top of mind for many people in the city of Milwaukee. It should be. It certainly is top of mind for me, because over the course of the past 2 years, we had record-setting years. And this is not good news. This is bad news. We had record-setting years in terms of the number of homicides and non-fatal shootings that we had in years prior. So 2020 was a record-setting year. 2021 broke that record. And 2022, unfortunately, is on pace to break even the record year in 2021. On top of that, you've got this issue of reckless driving that is not only taking lives, but causing people to feel like they are prisoners in their own homes or prisoners in their own neighborhoods. They can't even go out and, you know, take their kids to school or go to the grocery store. And so it's important that we tackle this issue of this public safety issue, not just reckless driving, but public safety more broadly, in a way that is multi-pronged and really gets at the root. So we talked about the economic development just a little bit ago, and I think that is ultimately how you get to, you know, some of these things, by creating stability in people's lives, rooting out poverty. But at the same time, there are things that are happening on the street right now, and those things deserve to be addressed as well. That's what people are demanding, and they want to see some action on those things too. So I think it's multi-pronged, public safety is. Certainly police are a part of that solution. It's not just all police though. There have to be earlier interventions in the lives of our young people. There need to be outreaches for mental health services, so that if somebody's experiencing those things, they're not responded to just by merely somebody with a badge and a gun. We need to make sure that there are opportunities for mentorship. We need to make sure that our young people particularly, but not just them, have access to driver's education, so they have some true fundamentals in driving before they hit the road. We need to make sure that we invest in violence prevention as well. So it's multi-pronged. There are no simple solutions. It's not one answer. We need to do all of these and above.
So I've heard part of the campaign, the term community crime prevention and neighborhood healing. How do you see those concepts, and how do you see developing that type of policing in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we talk about, you know, some of these other things outside of policing, the actual governmental unit of policing, we also talk about neighborhood policing themselves. What I mean by that is the people who live in the neighborhood actually taking ownership and accountability for their neighborhoods. You know, I've said time and again that when we have these terrible instances that have happened in our community, and we've had a number this year already. I mean, just think about it. On the first day of the year, we had a child under 10 that was shot. We later on had a 16-year-old who was killed at work. We had another child under 10 who was shot, and this time killed. We had three law enforcement officers who were shot doing their job in this community as well. We can't allow for people to cause harm in our neighborhoods and then go and sit on somebody's couch. We got to call that out. We got to say something, because if we want to have true public safety in Milwaukee, we can't allow that stuff to stand. And so I've said that. If folks want to call information in and be a part of the solution, then the police have a non-emergency tip line and folks ought to use it. If folks don't feel comfortable talking to police, then Crime Stoppers has a non-emergency tip line and they ought to use that. If they're not comfortable talking to police and they're not comfortable talking to Crime Stoppers, then they should reach out to their elected officials at the city level and report what information anonymously and let their city official get that information over to police. We cannot build safety in our neighborhoods, in our community, if we don't step up ourselves and be a part of the solution.
Thank you much. As a, you know, a resident of the city, I very much appreciate those comments. We have 4 to 5 minutes left here, Mayor. Again, thank you for your time. You know, Milwaukee sits in the state of Wisconsin. A lot of decisions about Milwaukee get made in Madison. You know, my kids went public schools in Milwaukee, and there's been talk about dividing up, you know, MPS, you know, taking it apart, deconstructing it. So how do you see your role as mayor and in relationship with Madison, and how does that play out as part of this overall plan of economic growth and development and public safety in Milwaukee?
Yeah, and you're totally right. I mean, there's so many things that we need to address on the ground locally that we cannot address unless we have partnership with Madison. There was this term that was very popular, and I think it still should be popular, called local control. And, you know, for years, that's been eroded away from local units of government, not allowing us to address our most pressing needs that we have on the ground here that Madison just is not in touch with, because, you know, they've got their own governmental entity that they're running, and they're not, you know, necessarily concerned with what happens at the local level, or at least not to the degree that is sufficient to help solve the problems that we have here. Milwaukee's relationship with Madison over the course of the past, you know, 15 years or so has been poor at best. And so I think it's critically important that we recognize that a new way forward needs to happen. Look, I'm a Democrat. I don't hide that from anybody. But I'm also a political realist. You know, I support the governor that we have, Tony Evers. I want him to be reelected. I'm going to work for him to be reelected. I want to see him continue to hold that office over the course of the next term. But I also understand that Republicans control the legislature. And I'm going to have a really hard time getting the resources that I need to invest in things like public safety and other things if I don't develop relationships there, meet where there's common ground, and try to get the ball moving forward for Milwaukee. To me, the key word in progressive is progress. That means actually moving forward. And that's exactly what I want to accomplish in this role as mayor. So whether it be, you know, public safety or other development, there's so much that is on the line, that's at stake here in Milwaukee, that we need cooperation from the legislature in order to move forward. And so I've said before that I'm going to have a cot in the Capitol, working to build those relationships, and I'm committed to doing that. I've got a great relationship with the governor. That relationship will only grow as we approach the November election. But I'm also going to try to work to get what I can that will benefit Milwaukee out of this legislature too.
You know, we have about 40 seconds left here, Mayor. I try to ask my guests, what do you see as the coming up issues for democracy in our state? And what are the key issues in 20 seconds, Mayor? What do you see?
the assault on the right to vote is something that all of us have to be concerned about. Whether you are left, right, center, you know, whatever, we all have